Head coach Larry Babix and Coach Babix and the Brookside Cardinals are breaking a long championship drought last year as they won the Lorain County League Championship. First off, Coach, congratulations on a great successful regular season last year, and thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So, Larry, what can you do this year? You know, what can you take from last year and bring back this year? Not just in players, but maybe in attitude-wise, with the Cardinals now being champions as opposed to wanting to be champions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we just learned a lot over the, you know, our first 2 years, and now just being in year three, playing a lot of young guys. You know, it's kind of like our system's in place, so it's not so much reteaching, and you know, guys are picking things up pretty quick. So, you know, we're excited, and again, we're excited to defend, you know, our league title, and we know it's going to be a challenge. Just, you know, obviously the league's pretty deep this year, so, you know, different teams do different styles, and but we're looking forward to getting after it. You know, we're excited about our group.
Larry, Ron Yance here. I was twice last year I was able to do two of your games, and in talking to you to prep for both of those games both times, something that stuck with me is you said, I need to make sure that the guys that play for me believe that they can compete and be good and be a champion and win, because it had been a while since they were able to do that. And, you know, that's a tough task, I think, to change, you know, something quickly that has been, you know, hard to change. But do you think you've done that with the success of last year's team and the way that you've built it over 3 years now?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely think we've changed at least the mindset of our guys and our basketball program. You know, they expect to win. You know, I'm not sure they know how hard it's going to be to defend, you know, because it's a lot easier when, you know, when you're kind of a cute story and you may be sneaking up on some people. But I think everybody kind of knows now what they're going to play, you know, Brookside, that it's going to be a, you know, a heck of a game and, you know, just the style we play. So, you know, I want our guys now to be the hunted and have those expectations. I mean, we have clear one goal every year, and that's to win the conference. And, you know, that's the goal every day, to do something to work at that, to make sure we're getting better. And, you know, and to be honest, it's just a realistic goal. I mean, we're in a Division II, and it's just not easy. I mean, reality is reality. I mean, you just look around some of those teams, it's really hard to compete with what some of those teams are able to do or kids they're able to bring in and year out. And, you know, we got our guys who try to do their best and work their hardest, but they're all, you know, 5'9", 5'10", kids that, you know, they give you everything they got, but, you know, it's a difficult to match up skill to skill.
Larry, you've mentioned the word style twice in your first two answers, and if I could just give the style, and correct me if I'm wrong, you want your players to bring the ball down the floor and shoot, and no shot is necessarily a bad shot, and you feel that feeds into the atmosphere that the team has, the ability for everybody to get a piece of, you know, being a success. Is that true? Style? Shoot-wise, let's shoot. Let's shoot, let's shoot, let's shoot.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we play 11 guys, and, I mean, it's five guys, and we just ask them to play as hard as they can for about 2 minutes. And if they do that, I mean, they should be giving everything they have, you know, in those two-minute stretches, and then know they get kind of a two-minute break. But, yeah, I mean, we yell at the guys way more for the shots they don't take. You know, I've never been that good of a coach where I can put an offense in and we can make five or six passes and then break you down. If we're throwing five or six passes, that next one's probably going to go to the opposing team. So we just want shots up. You know, I know there's a lot of talk about shot clock and stuff. Like, we're going to shoot the ball as fast as we can. Guys are open. We got to go rebound it, and then we're going to go, you know, press 94 feet, you know, on our floor, 84 on a lot of the other ones. And, you know, we'll live with the results. As long as we're playing hard and doing it the way, you know, we're trying to teach it, then, you know, again, you live with the results.
And I would think if you have a roster full of 5'8s, 5'9s, and 5'10s, which you've said, you know, you have, that's not a bad way to go, is it?
You're certainly not going to slow it down, play a half-court offense, and post people up.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not the same. That's on me. I mean, we spend a lot of time on offense and how to play on offense, and, you know, we'd rather just encourage our opponents to take, you know, quick shots and, you know, not let them run their plays and, you know, just get it into street ball. I mean, it's just how my guys like to play, and they're all involved, and, you know, that's where the buy-in comes. Because you can't have kids going to practice for 3 hours and they're not playing, and put them in a weight room, put them in a film session. I mean, there's got to be some kind of, I mean, earned reward, and that's playing time. If, you know, we just make it very clear at tryouts and stuff, if you're not good enough that we can play you, we're just not going to keep you. So if you're on a team, you got to contribute. And, again, as long as you're doing all the other stuff right in the classroom, behavior, and working hard at practice, you know, they're going to get their playing time. And that's, I think, the biggest thing with the buy-in's been over the last 2-3 years.
Larry Babix did not coach with Norman Dale. They don't have that four-pass philosophy, Ron Yantz. Larry Babix and Norman Dale did not go to the same coaching philosophy. Coach, I was wondering, can you tell our listeners a little bit about some of the young men that you're counting on this year? Who are going to be some of the leaders of this year's Brookside team?
I mean, we're really going to lean on three guys in particular that have a lot of varsity experience. Junior Nolan Wechter. I mean, he's going to hit it, you know, as long as he's healthy as a junior, he's going to be over 1,000-point scorer. He's going to probably end up passing Avery even this year as our all-time school-leading scorer. Jaden Nazario, another junior, has just really gotten better and better every year. And then we're also expecting a lot out of our senior point guard, Brandon Sharp. He's just a really crafty, heady, he's an old-school kind of player. Like, he's a kid that plays well at the park, and he plays well in our system. And then we just got 7 other 8 guys that just all contribute, can score. Some can play defense. Again, we're not big. We got one guy that I think 6'3". The rest of them are pretty much 6 foot and under. And, you know, but they compete really, really hard. And, you know, again, we're excited. We like the way we play. Our games are fun. I mean, sometimes I get hung up in watching them instead of coaching them a little bit. But, I mean, it's just a style I enjoy. You know, I'm an old guy, too, you know, 89, and we weren't playing like that back in the day, you know. So I would love to play in this system. So I'm not good enough, but I would have loved to. And, you know, it's just it's cool for the kids. They enjoy practice and, you know, getting after each other. And there's a little bit of confidence about the way we play and, you know, try and instill that confidence in our guys.
Larry, you mentioned earlier that the league is deep. Where do you see the league this year? And you mentioned that your goal every year is a conference championship now, but just give us your overall thoughts on the LC8 this year.
You know, it's just going to be hard to predict because of the different styles. I mean, we were over with Clearview tonight, and they're just getting their guys back. I mean, they got so many good football players over there, and I mean, they're not even close to being, you know, what they're going to be. And, I mean, they're extremely skilled. I mean, I think Fireland's had the best second half of anybody in our league last year. I mean, come on, Keystone's always good. Columbia, you know, I think Columbia has the best player in our league with Nate Borling. Josh has done a great job. I mean, Wellington's got everybody back. Black River's got their guys back in a new coach, new system. You know, Kurt Russell's back. So, like, everybody, and I hope, like, heck, I didn't forget anybody in there. So I don't know where your easy one comes from. You know, like, I don't know where those easy games are. So, you know, I always think it's going to take, you know, you could probably lose 3 or 4 to win the league out of the 14, and I think that's going to hold true. I don't know if anybody's good enough to run through everybody just because of the different styles we play, but I mean, everybody's going to be good. It's interesting. I'm actually excited to see when the previews come out, just with what all the coaches think, you know, in that preseason polls of our league. So I guess we'll find out soon enough.
All right, Larry. Well, again, thanks so much for your time. We do appreciate it. Best of luck this year.
Thanks for having me.
That's Larry Babix, the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. We'll take this final timeout. We'll wrap things up. Josh Scharf joins us, the Columbia Raiders head coach. We'll talk to Coach Scharf right after this timeout. You're listening to the Lorain County Boys Basketball Preview on AM 930 on FM 100.3. Ron Yantz, we're online all the time.
WEOL.com.